This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Obesity is a major public health problem with direct links to diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, and strokes. If obesity were an infectious disease like Ebola or Zika, long ago we would have classified it as a major public health emergency. In cities like San Francisco, 42% of adults are obese or overweight and 32% of children. Like so many diseases, low-income families are much more likely to be affected by diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. For example, 31% of children in Head Start, a program for low-income children, are obese or overweight. The health consequences of obesity are enormously expensive. They cost California about $21 billion a year and San Francisco about $62 million a year. So governments have a moral, societal, and economic responsibility to intervene in what is now a chronic disease public health emergency. It is in this context that San Francisco decided it needed to do more. A significant step, they thought, would be to try to reduce consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages, drinks like Coke and Pepsi and Sprite and others. These are a major source of calories and have zero nutritional value. Their empty calories are bad enough, but over the years, the size of a bottle of soda has increased from 6 ounces with 8 teaspoons of sugar in the 50s to 12 ounces with 10 teaspoons per can to 20 ounces with 16 teaspoons of sugar today. This means that one bottle of sugar has gone from 120 calories to 240 calories. So San Francisco decided to remind consumers of the dangers of obesity by targeting soda advertisement. Their proposal was reasonable: require all public advertisements for sugar-sweetened beverages to post a warning label that must occupy at least 20% of the advertising space. The proposed city health code warning would read, "Warning. Drinking beverages with added sugars contributes to obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay." This message is from the city and county of San Francisco. Well, it wasn't long before the sugar daddies, those who make and distribute sugar-sweetened beverages, filed a lawsuit against San Francisco. Like cigarette manufacturers before them, they claimed that a warning requirement violated their First Amendment rights related to free speech by forcing them to include a warning that they felt was unconstitutional. Well, both sides presented their best arguments. Last week, U.S. District Judge Edwin Chen wrote a strongly worded, evidence-based decision heavily favoring the city and its right to protect the public's health. So, will we now see warning labels on promotional material for sugar-sweetened beverages in San Francisco? Well, I highly doubt it. I'm sure the sugar daddies will file appeals and more appeals. All the while, the city will grow fatter and sicker, and the companies will make fatter profits. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.